All right, on this Tuesday morning, you know what do we do at this time? We have the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and joining us here now this morning from FHN, the FHN Stroke Program Coordinator, Tracy Love. Hey, Tracy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Now, Stroke Awareness Day is coming up. We hear a lot about stroke and also stroke prevention in the media. I guess maybe first of all, could you please define what a stroke actually is?
Yes, a stroke is actually when there's been an interruption in blood in the brain. It's going to happen in one of two ways. Either it's going to be, you know, if you think of plumbing, it's either going to be where a blood vessel bursts like a pipe and the blood then flows out within the brain. It's actually called a hemorrhagic stroke. Fortunately, these are the least likely types of strokes to have. The most common type of stroke, which is about 80% of strokes, is what we call an ischemic stroke. And that's where a blood clot actually sticks within a vessel within the brain. And then anything downstream of that blood clot is not getting enough blood, oxygen, nutrients, and that area of the brain then starts to die. And that's when patients start to have their symptoms.
Now, it's good. I understand there's good news here in this area because now stroke is down to the fifth leading cause of death in the United States rather than the fourth. Tell us about contributing positive factors here.
You know, that's been a huge campaign by the American Heart Association and many hospitals throughout the country where, you know, I think the reason we've really seen such a decrease in strokes is that there's a lot more public awareness, a lot more education coming from hospitals like ours and other hospitals throughout the country where we're really trying to reach out to our communities and give them what the signs and symptoms of a stroke are. It's also really due to the fact that we've got great programs at hospitals throughout the country. At FHM, we've had our stroke program now for many years where really taking the evidence-based practice out there, best practices to take care of our patients and making sure that we're not only treating them as quickly and as aggressively as we can, but also making sure that we have really good systems in place for prevention of possible secondary strokes after the first.
We're talking to Tracy Love, the FHN Stroke Program Coordinator. Stroke Awareness Day is coming up on this Sunday, which is October 29. And let's talk a little bit about what I refer to as a small stroke, but I think that's wrong. And of course, it's the medical language is a TIA. Tell us about that.
Right. So a TIA, medical terms, we call it a transient ischemic attack. A lot of people will say, you know, I had a mini stroke. But really, it's not a true stroke. What a TIA or a mini stroke is where, again, the blood clot comes in and sticks, but for whatever reason, it doesn't stay, and it actually then ends up breaking up and moving downstream. People are going to have the signs and symptoms, exact same signs and symptoms as a stroke. The difference is with the TIA, the symptoms go away. Definition used to be within 24 hours, but most of the time nowadays, we see within about 30 to 60 minutes, the symptoms get better and will resolve. But it's still something to be very aware of and something we don't take lightly because if somebody has had one of these mini strokes or TIAs, their chances lifetime of having a full-blown stroke is over 40%. So, you know, we tell people, you know, you're very fortunate that everything has resolved, but we have to do testing and make sure, you know, that we've got you on the right medications to prevent you from ever having a full-blown stroke.
All right. Now, I think that this is the important part of our discussion here because I think we talk about this, and I know that you want to get this information out, but what are the symptoms of a stroke that a person would notice either in themselves or in someone else?
There's two ways to look at it. So the signs and symptoms of a stroke, you know, it's any numbness or weakness in your face, arms, and legs, especially if it's one side of the body. It could be any confusion or trouble speaking, any trouble with your vision, either blurry vision, double vision, or loss of vision in one eye, and trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance, or a severe headache without any real known cause. The biggest thing is that the symptoms usually don't come on gradually. They're going to happen right now. It's usually very, very sudden. And one of the terms we like to use is the acronym FAST. So we talk about face, arms, speech, and time. So, you know, ask the person to smile. Does one side of their face look like it's drooping? And then have them put out both their arms in front of them. Does one arm drop or are they not able to raise that arm at all? And then speech, you know, ask the person to repeat a simple sentence like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And then see, you know, does it sound slurred or garbled or strange? And if they have any one of those positive, either a facial droop, one arm not working right, or their speech, time is of the essence. I tell everybody, call 911. Don't wait at home for somebody to come get you because this truly is a medical emergency.
All right. And when you talk about this, did you say it's very important to get a stroke victim to the ER as quickly as possible? Tell us why.
We do have very time-sensitive treatments for patients with stroke, but the time windows are so narrow. So if someone's starting to have signs and symptoms of a stroke, you need to get to an emergency center right away. You need to get to a hospital because we have different medications that we can use. So we have a medication called TPA, which is a super clot-busting drug. And if you're able to get to the hospital within 3 hours, and in some people up to 4.5 hours, if you're having the type of stroke that's a clot, this medication can be used to break that clot and restore blood flow throughout the brain. There are also treatments that we can start this medication, but also there are some hospitals in our area that are called comprehensive stroke centers where we are able to then send you to, if you have a what we call a large clot, a very large vessel occlusion, where they're actually able to go in and remove those clots. So we have a lot more options than we had even a few years ago, but it's really getting here on time and getting to a hospital as fast as you can.
Now, the ER at FHN has some sophisticated equipment to help stroke victims. Tell us about that equipment.
We do. So we have a robot here within our emergency department, and this robot is a giant computer screen that comes in the room. It has a two-way camera. The quality of the camera is phenomenal. So we have teleneurologists who are neurologists around the country who are able to beam into this robot and give our doctors and nurses support here at the hospital on how to treat our stroke patients. It's really wonderful. And we've had such a good reception. We've had that program in place now for over 4 years. And they are able to zoom in. They can see the patient. They have us help do a exam at the bedside. And then we're able to work as a team collaboratively to discuss what we think is the best treatment for that patient. Now, the neurologists are from around the country, so it's a good support system for us.
Wow, sounds fantastic. And I think folks should understand this as well. If they're thinking about the potential of having a stroke issue, why they should ask to be taken to FHN Memorial Hospital, because you've also received several designations as a stroke-ready hospital, including one in September. Tell us all about this.
So in September, we were given the Gold Plus Award through the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association Get With The Guidelines program. We've been using Get With The Guidelines as our stroke support registry for many years now, and we were able to obtain the Gold Plus Award, which means that we have met 8 quality measures for at least 2 consecutive 12-month periods. And we have to hit those at 85% or higher. And then we also achieved higher compliance with 5 out of 8 other measures at least 75% or higher for those 2 years as well. So it really is showing that we have the tools and the care in place to elevate our stroke care for our patients here at this hospital.
Wow, Stroke Gold Plus Quality Achievement Award at FHN. Now, I understand, of course, it's great to have the FHN Dialogue Doc program here devoted to this, Stroke Awareness Day coming up on Sunday, and of course, your Gold Plus recognition. But my understanding is, as well, is you're willing at FHN to go and speak to organizations to folks and groups about prevention and treatment relating to strokes. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. I really like to get out into the community as much as possible, because one of the things that we found over time is as we're able to get out and talk more and really try to help people understand their signs and symptoms, risk factors, and what treatments are available, that, you know, again, that's why we've been able to take stroke from being the 3rd leading cause of death to the 5th leading cause of death collaboratively throughout the country. So I'd love to get out there and try to get information to people, talk to groups. You know, you can get a hold of me at tlove@fhn.org, or you can also call the hospital number at 815-599-6000 and ask for me as well.
All right, Tracy, great to talk to you. Now, this also isn't just an old folks thing, is it? This can strike any age.
It can strike any age. As a matter of fact, we're seeing more and more younger strokes in patients. So I really hate for people to think, oh, that only happens, you know, if you're in your 70s or 80s. It can happen at any time, 30s, 40s, 50s as well. So it you know, if you're not sure of what your risk factors are, I really recommend going in and seeing your provider, talking with them about what you could be at risk for having a stroke, and then working with your providers to make sure that you're controlling those risk factors so you hopefully never have one.
Wow. Okay, Tracy, great information. Always great to talk to you. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Tracy Love here today, FHN Stroke Program Coordinator here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Morning Mass.